brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's no doubt about it. This is the start of the big attack. You go back to World War I, and the Germans would launch an attack, and then the Allied forces, Russia, England, France, the United States, they would launch another attack, and it would start with an artillery barrage, and it could continue hours or even days. And sometimes they would have false start attacks just to probe the enemy defenses along the lines. There is no doubt that a massive attack has been going on the last 4 months to demonize conservatives, Tea Partiers, libertarians, gun owners, conservatives, people that are nationalist. I've seen the preparatory phase as the mainstream media conditions and brainwashes and prepares the public for staged terror attack events to be blamed on the American people so that the giant homeland security system can be publicly turned loose. It was built from the beginning for the American people, part of the COG Rex 84 program of the 80s, and that's now all admitted. And they've got the open legislation in Congress to arrest citizens for any reason, including intelligence reasons or any reasons the president deems. You can openly be tortured. Now, there's similar language in other acts, like the Enemy Combatant Act, but this is out in the open and crystal clear. They want a hot war against the American people. And you're going to see governments in concert doing this type of stuff. The Russian bombing in Moscow, or two bombings, very, very suspicious. We reserve judgment on that, just like with the underwear bomber. First few days, we said, could be real. Then, of course, it came out, it was staged. More than 9 times out of 10, these events are staged, in hindsight. So it's probably staged as well, and there's a lot of earmarks that it is FSB or other groups, part of the Russian security services, who are famous for this, like all powerful empires. Putin and Medvedev are having a lot of political trouble over there. There's a lot of opposition starting to mount. This is a great way to clamp down and get the approval ratings up. And the usual suspect Muslim leaders out of Chechnya, of course, are denying that they're involved. Why would you go bomb civilians, which you know then gets public support behind invading you? And we know that the triggers to go after Chechnya in the late 1990s were staged. And Paul Watson has an article. Separately, you have militia raids in 3 states. We now have one of the indictments. A supposed Christian group who the feds are saying wanted to wage war against the police and kill police to demoralize them. You notice we have people calling in trying to bait us last week here on air, calling for physical operations. And I said, of course, that's not what we need. We're winning this thing peacefully. You don't offensively go out. And it's always cops the feds target, or citizens. They target their own police and provocateur attacks on their own police, or attacks that fizzle to scare police. And they bombed the Oklahoma City building, the feds did, to rally the feds against the American people to create an us against them mentality. And that's totally proven. You've got just fever pitch attacks on myself and many others right now. The mainstream media continues to say that I'm calling for violence, and that police being killed is my fault. And we've gone over that in the past. So it's creepy. It's creepy to have CNN call me up at about 2:30 on Friday and say, yeah, we want to interview you tonight. And then it was, oh, we want to interview you in a taped interview in about an hour. So I ran down there after the show, and we'll talk about what happened at the Austin studio. Hooked into CNN for the Anderson Cooper program, which did not air. So I didn't give them anything they could really use unless they really edited what I had to say out of context. But I'm telling you, right now they're planning massive stage terror attacks in the next month. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, bracing for the full attack.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 29th day of March, 2010. These are the times that try men's souls. This is only the beginning.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The field is down, the time begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of mercury smoking on the breath. And the virgin is a certain death.
But on this battlefield, no one wins. Not the FBI, not the CIA, not the American people. But the banks, they're not on the battlefield. They're not on the chessboard. They're playing with our lives like they're God. With their genetically engineered food, with their Hadron Super Collider, playing God with their chemtrails, with their weather modification, with all the horrible things they're doing. I wish I would have gotten in here earlier this morning. I got into the office about 30 minutes before showtime. I was getting ready at my home for the show, reading over all the news and trying to figure out exactly what's happened with these subway bombings in Moscow. And I got into the office and was just hit from all sides Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband. This is out of Georgia. And we get about 5,000 emails a day, several hundred phone calls or more a day, and we don't have the money or the crew or the staff to even be able to go through it all. We try our best. The last few months, she'd been calling, trying to talk to me, saying she had something really big that she was about to come out with. She talked to Rob Dube. And then the producers come up and say, do you want this person? Do you want that person? And I'm so overwhelmed with all these other distractions like ClimateGate and the takeover of health care and the media setting up the Patriot movement for a big fall. The big kickoff's already begun, but I look for something huge in April. By exposing it, we may back them off. And we've been hacked today. We've had them posting viruses on the site today. We're having to shut off links in the comment pages because they're trying to put viruses in there. And they're very mad about what I did in the CNN interview and the fact that I posted that on YouTube. Death threats, just insanity from all ends. I mean, definitely they are been given green lights to go wild right now. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband, and we've been contacted separately by some of her associates and friends. She was the head of the Eagle Forum in her state in Georgia, and she had documented cases where CPS in her state get bounties for, we want a two-year-old with black hair, green eyes, or we want a blonde with green eyes or blue eyes, and that CPS then go trolling through the schools and through the elementary schools and through the daycares, and they're paying bounties on children that the adoption agencies are looking for. And I know she was working on that, and her husband shot in the head multiple times, and now Fox News is reporting, someone said they had a suicide pact that he had cancer. Yeah, a conservative, the head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, told no one this, but then magically, it's kind of like so-called friends of Gary Webb, who Pulitzer Prize winner on CIA drug trafficking. He'd have people breaking in and out of his house. He'd had to move because of it. He wouldn't even have his children over to his house anymore. He was divorced because of the danger. They shot him twice in the head. I mean, I want it on record, ladies and gentlemen, that there will be no murder-suicides ever. If they do that, it's staged. Okay? Bottom line. And this is how they do it. And I just pray to God to protect us, but I'm committed. I'm not even afraid. We're going in through and beyond. And I'm trying to be as wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove here. We also got a phone call, and again, this happened right before airtime. And we got contacted by a gentleman in Tennessee who said that someone had broken into his computer and was trying to spoof his IP address or somehow got his data and then was posting it on Infowars.com over the weekend. And we went and tracked the IP address. It is not originating from this person who got SWAT teamed this morning. And that's how easy it is for these people to do this. In fact, we've seen cases of teenagers being charged with the Patriot Act, and there's clear evidence that they weren't even home at the time with this IP spoofing. And this is just where, you know, I had this happen to me a long time ago, back during 1996-97. All the major radio and TV stations in Austin would call me. Thank God they called me before they called the police. And it's very easy to reprogram a fax machine to have, if you have a public comment line number, that's what they did. They took my public comment line from the radio show and TV show, and they would program my name and my number in and then send threatening faxes around. Again, this is all psychological warfare meant to get people off balance, meant to harass people. WikiLeaks is being followed, is being harassed all over the world, in Europe and in Iceland where it's based. They put out an emergency alert on Friday. We linked to another WikiLeaks story Friday So I'm not sure if these attacks are over that or over the CNN situation, but it seems to be associated with the CNN situation. But we link to a CIA report, which the government admits is real, about how they count on our apathy, and they know the wars are unpopular and the police state's unpopular, but and it talks about their propaganda points, how they're going to propagandize, and this is from a year ago. You can see all those propaganda points on the news every night. It's just totally disgusting how they manipulate people, how they're involved domestically. But they're very bold, ladies and gentlemen, and they like double-edged messages. They don't care, and they're getting to the point where they don't care if they set me up with God knows what horrible thing or kill me. They don't care if most of you know that it's staged, because that's a message to you who are awake, and then for the dumbed-down public, they have put themselves in kind of an Orwellian crime stop. In fact, guys, will you pull up the definition of crime stop for me, please? Crime stop, where people know they're living in tyranny, but they lie to themselves and they rationalize and always make excuses. And when you've done this enough times, it just gets to where you automatically accept anything. No matter how insane. Oh, here's video of cops beating up a guy who's a quadriplegic because he won't get up out of the, he won't follow their order to get up out of the wheelchair, and he's saying, I'm paralyzed. They go ahead and beat him up. How many of those videos are out there? Or, oh, court rules the police can torture you with a taser to make you ask questions. What about the Fifth Amendment? That's Associated Press headline. Court rules they can use tasers to make you answer questions. Court rules police can taser pregnant women. Court rules on and on and on and on. And they just throw it in your face. Last week it came out that the Russian government called for spraying the poppy fields with pesticide to kill them. And NATO said, oh, no, that would hurt the poppy farmers. And I've got articles on that front. In fact, here's the definition of Crime Stop. Crime Stop is a newspeak term taken from the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It means to rid oneself of unwanted thoughts, i.e. thoughts that interfere with the ideology of the party. This way a person avoids committing thought crime. In the novel, we hear about Crime Stop through the eyes of protagonist Winston Smith. The mind should develop a blind spot whenever a dangerous thought presents itself. The process should be automatic, instinctive Crime Stop. They call it a newspeak. He set to work to exercise himself in Crime Stop. He presented himself with propositions. The party says the earth is flat. The party says the ice is heavier than water. And trained himself in not seeing or not understanding the arguments that contradicted them. Orwell also described Crime Stop from the perspective of Emmanuel Goldstein in the book The Theory and Practice of Collectivism, Oligarchical Collectivism. Crime Stop means the faculty and the facility of stopping short, as through by instinct at the threshold of any dangerous thought. It includes the power of not grasping analogies, of failing to perceive logical errors, of misunderstanding the simplest arguments if they are inimical to ingsoc or English socialism, and of being bored or repelled by any train of thought which is capable of leading in a heretical direction. Crime Stop, in short, means protective stupidity. And you start telling people, hey, they're announcing world government. They're going to tax everything you do. They're going to track every facet of your life. They're brainwashing your kids and turning them against you. This is classical tyranny. And people yawn and their eyes glaze over. It's like you're going to your 7-year-old or 8-year-old and saying, clean up your room. And they suddenly get tired and, or like you tell a dog, get off the couch, and it acts like it can't hear you, and it acts like it's asleep suddenly. It can have its ears up and be all excited. You'll get off the couch, and it rolls over and lays there and acts like it can't hear you, or it starts moving real slow to get off. I mean, all mammals do this. But it's a false instinct of not preserving yourself. as if standing up is work or something instead of survival.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 29, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11,1160. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,141.99, $571 for a half ounce, or $285.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,141.99, $571, or $285.50.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
The government,
you're the devil in disguise.
The devil right out in the open. Oh, yes, you are. Okay. Former State Senator Nancy Schaefer exposing government child kidnapping rings. She was shot in the back, her husband shot in the chest, her daughter's on record saying her dad didn't have cancer. Fox News is just running around saying that definitely a hit. Head of the Eagle Forum had new information to come out about the government grabbing people's children, and they just sent a hit team over there to murder her. The government says, look, we'll take your kids when we want them. You understand that? You think you'll stand up against us? We ship in the drugs. We ship in the kids. We make the snuff films. We put poison in your water. We're the psychopaths. We're taking America over. We're going to kill whoever we want, period. They want a violent confrontation. They are pushing it because the average cop isn't bad. And then if people start fighting with the police, then they can turn all the police completely against the American people and have a giant war, which will then chew up the police and military, and then they'll bring in even more oppressive measures and bring in foreign assets, which they've been training in LE09 last year, 14 different countries, to, quote, take on American terrorists. They've signed agreements under SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, and now they're going to start arresting a lot of militia people. They've got plants everywhere. I mean, Jaron isn't in the militia. Jaron's a radio producer I hired from a local talk station. And it doesn't matter what bar he goes to by himself. Just the same guy comes in and sits down and starts talking about Alex Jones and, you know, how we need to basically go after Obama. I mean, it just happens to all of us. I can't go anywhere. I can be on an exercise machine at the gym and somebody walks over and acts like they don't know who I am. It's always some cop or informant. It's just, these people are so criminal. God help us. God help us. These people are so evil. And, I mean, Jaron can go to a tiny dive bar to drink a beer and watch a football game, and there are going to be five people. And it's just ongoing. And you got all these militias and people that are concerned, and they get guns, and they're all paranoid. And then they go to church, or they go to the bar, or they go to the video store or wherever, and people just walk up and say, don't you think we ought to do something violent? Yeah, I'm getting sick of the government. I agree we might need to someday. That's it. You're going to prison. They're going to plant pipe bombs on you. They've done it over and over again. And that's why it's just so obvious. Anyone who's on the radio calling for violence who isn't instantly arrested is fed. Hal turned it for a decade. All the major white supremacist sites that spend 24/7 attacking yours truly, every single stinking one of them's fed run, and they're there to find out, you know, who's who, and they just, I mean, folks, I knew last year, that's why I keep talking about it. It's a key piece of intel, and it adds into everything else we're seeing. I'm going to walk through it coming up in the next segment, but within 2 hours of Poplawski being arrested in Pittsburgh, gunning down three cops, the news was reporting through the reporter who is handled by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, that's his beat, that's what he writes about, demonizing locals, that Poplawski liked me and basically did it because of me, and I had to threaten some lawsuits and five newspapers had to retract. Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't care. ADL doesn't care. Turned out the white supremacists hated my guts and attacked me everywhere. Stormfront, you name it, and on my own website, we went and found his comments, and we showed the media and said, look, he's saying I'm scum, I'm not calling for violence, I'm not anti-Semitic. And so the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, knew that. They had people on the streets within hours coming up to cameras, smiling, saying, yeah, he likes Alex Jones. Just totally staged. And that's pretty creepy because these people don't play games. Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City where McVeigh was at. And I know that. I'm a big boy. It's just still to be this deep into it and now knowing the time we're going into, the trials and tribulations that we're all going to have to go through. But because we've exposed them, look, they hate me because, as I say, I've got their number. And I really understand how they operate in their methodologies, their systems, how they repeat the same operations over and over again because they found they're effective on the public. And we've been ruining some of those operations. We've been ruining their false flag terror attacks. And when governments do it, whether it's the Japanese or the Russians or the U.S. or Israel or England or the French or the Italians, we cover the truth. We are truly independents here. And we just want freedom. I mean, I don't want a criminal government run by foreign banks robbing everyone. And then the police and military, you need to understand something. They're announcing they're going to take the pension funds now in Business Week, Bloomberg, and the Associated Press. I mean, you are definitely working for a totally evil government. You need to understand that and choose sides right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression,
you in the still of the night, I have all these moments of extreme clarity and understanding and important things I want to talk about here on air. Then I get on air and there's all the news, all the information, every point that I research. I have to use a lot of brain power to analyze it and then comment on it. I'm not complaining, but it's a strange feeling to not be afraid of even being imprisoned or tortured or having my name destroyed or even being killed. I just put it in God's hands. But the only feeling I have is one of frustration and anger at myself for not doing a better job over the years and all the mistakes I've made. And I know nobody's perfect. And I tend to always just look forward and learn from my mistakes and deal with the issues at hand. It's just, there's so much I want to say to you. So many things I want to telegraph. Number one, I love humanity. I'm a fan of humankind. And I love innocence and I love goodness and I love everything that's wholesome. And ask not who the bell tolls, for it tolls for you. No man is an island in and of themselves. I realize that. I realize all these people who were compartmentalized, dumbed down, conditioned, brainwashed to serve whatever part of the cog they filled. I realize most of them aren't evil or bad. They're just petty. They're small. They're on ego trips. And I know that if I could really show them what I know, show them what I've discovered in life, if they could experience what I've experienced, if they could see the things I've seen, and I know they've seen things I haven't seen that shaped them, that this wouldn't have to happen. All of this wouldn't have to go down this way. But I know this. I'm a good person, and I love liberty, and I love life. And I must oppose the works of darkness, the works of the New World Order. That's who I am. That's what I do. It isn't even a conscious decision. It's in my bones. It's in my guts. But seeing things accelerating, unraveling, coming closer to hot oppression, not cold creeping oppression, but hot oppression, explosive oppression. It forces me to really get real and to want to get on my knees to God and repent. Repent for things I've done, for thoughts I've had. Repent for how weak I am. And repent for everybody else's weakness. I mean, I try to be honest with myself. I try to face evil. I try to face evil in the world. I don't engage in Crime Stop. I don't engage in rationalizing what's going on. And I'm so alive, I almost can't stand it. You know what I mean? It's just, to understand, to know, I think there's a passage somewhere in the Bible, the beginning of wisdom is sorrow. You guys pull up that exact passage, wisdom and sorrow, Bible verse. Because I can see all the beauty in the world. The evil controllers can see it as well. I mean, how many times on air? Hundreds? Have I talked about how there's all this creeping corruption and oppression and injustice and bullying that goes on in the world? But it's all mixed in with beautiful trees and the blue sky and sunshine and the light, cool spring wind and the smell of flowers. And not just the birds singing, but wheeling through the sky. We have at our house a bunch of swallows, little blue back swallows with little gold bronze chest, and they nest every year and have their babies. And the babies, I've lived in the same house about 3 years, and so now I know several generations of the birds, so they all like us and know us and land just a foot or two away from us and look approvingly at us. And it just makes me want to cry. But it isn't physically crying. I'm crying in my heart. And I just want to protect all the innocent things, all the good things. I mean, I've been raised in this evil world. You've been raised in this evil world. And it gets more and more wicked by degrees every minute as we get sucked into a black hole of death and destruction. I mean, look at world history. We know where we're going. It's like we're in a motorboat going 80 miles an hour across a lake towards an island with big rocks. And I'm saying to people, look where we're going. We better slow down. We better change course. And there's this slight memory, of cowardice. It's a nostalgia. It's a alternate reality nostalgia of what if I would have just been a rancher or a salesman or a professor? What if I never would have been involved in any of this? Then I wouldn't be in the danger I'm in right now. But instantly, I realized that's not even my own thought. It's not a heartfelt thought. It isn't who I am. It's just my brain analyzing the past. I am the person that made these decisions. I wouldn't have met my wife if I hadn't taken the course. I would have a different wife or different children. In eternity, I am who I am. In eternity, I made the decisions I made. In eternity, I put it all on the line as best I could. And I put it all in God's hands. In eternity. And so, the course I'm on is set. My destiny, whatever God has in store for me, is set. And I want to reach out to all of you who are new listeners out there or who are working for the government right now, tuned into this radio show. I want to ask you to be still. This afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, to close the shades, to sit in the chair in the twilight and realize we are at the twilight of our civilization, our society right now. If we don't turn back soon, ladies and gentlemen, if we turn back, it's going to be hell on earth. If we don't turn back, it's going to be the likes of which humanity has never seen. And everyone knows that in their gut. And a lot of you just keep your head down in the government. You just try to do your job. You try to not be evil. And that's what's holding back the evil. Is people outside the government and in the government and people inside the corporations and outside the corporations, inside these gangs, these corporate systems, who haven't given yourselves over to peer pressure to go along with corruption. And so all the movie stars and shows like 24 and all these programs tell you the new hero does torture. The new hero is bad. The new hero does evil things, but for a greater good. They are attempting to traffic in your soul. I mean, have you read in Revelations? The great merchants of the world trafficked in the souls of men. They traffic in brainwashing you from birth, in conditioning you, into destroying who you would have been. And so I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to be killed. God forbid. I love my children more than anything in the world. But it's in God's hands. They're not going to have a future if I don't fight these people. You're not going to have a future if we don't fight these people. And I want those evil individuals who haven't fully given themselves over and hardened their hearts to corruption, if any of this is reaching you, it isn't too late to turn back. It isn't too late to look around you at the majesty and the mystery of the universe. Last night I was out under the stars. It was one of the clearest nights in years in the city. And I was looking at the moon and Saturn and Mars and Orion's belt and the cool wind and the green grass and just the smell of the life going on around me and how good it is. I mean, we know what's good and we know what's bad. And we know black helmets and ski masks is bad. We know cameras in the schools and in the laptops watching us is bad. We know the government lying incessantly and robbing and stealing is bad. And we know it's getting worse. And the most important thing I can say to people out there that serve the dark side is the media and the culture have sold the dark side as powerful and as commanding. Look at all the villains. They're handsome, they're smart, they're powerful, they're Darth Vader. And so from a young age, children identify with that. They identify with Cobra Commander, and 20 years later, they wear a Cobra Commander uniform. It's now the police uniform. And the Pentagon admits it's all pre-programmed. This is declassified. It's pure evil. They have taken who you are, and they have twisted it and turned you into an artificial psychopath. They've robbed you of all the discernment and all the gentleness that you would have had. Because there is a duality. You know, you'll find, not just in human psychology, but in all mammal behavior, you know, the more aggressive species, the stronger species, also are more loving with their pack or their herd or their group. Because if they weren't, if they didn't have that loving side, they would turn those predatory instincts against their own species. And so humans have this as well. You are much stronger when you are in tune with the love. You're not weak. I mean, this system is driven by fear. These FBI agents and ATF agents and all of them, they're scared to death for their lives. All they've got's their worldly things and their ego. And once they give into it, all it is avarice and envy. And it's the same for the general public. And there are better things in the world that will actually fulfill you. And look, I'm not up here on a high horse. I'm not up here on the mountain like I'm some monk or something, or Buddha under a tree. I know you. I know you. Because I've been there. I know what you're thinking. I mean, my brain has a very dark side. I can see what you see, and I know it is not good. Evil is not sexy. Evil is sad. Evil is rotten. Evil stinks like a rotting carcass. Fidelity and honor and goodness and steadfastness and generosity is what we're really meant for. And changing our world is an inside job. Everything's an inside job. We have to change ourselves one person at a time, one thought at a time. It is that angel on one shoulder and that devil on the other. And it's that eternal fight going on in our psyches. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to go down this road. This country has never been perfect, but it's been the best example of human liberty in all of recorded civilization. And because we were reaching for something better and something truly wholesome, we have become the enemy of every parasite and every criminal and every individual who harbors the dark energies of Satan. And you're all tied together in your wickedness. You work together as an unseen hand. It's a spirit. You're clicking. You click. And you will forever be enemies of those of us that love the goodness because we don't click. Now, a lot of you have been brought into evil and through peer pressure, you've gone along with it. You've been manipulated into it. You know that in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, you want to move away from that black sunshine, that dark silver light of evil. And you want to move back towards God, that all-encompassing, warm, loving light that makes you feel totally fulfilled and strong and gives you a wisdom that spans the deepest corners of creation. If you could ever experience true goodness, you would never have a desire to run headlong towards evil. It is so fulfilling to be on a journey trying to be a better person. It's the heart. It's that you want to be good and you want to change and you want to see. You have to want to understand. You have to let God's discernment into your life. I'm going to stop preaching here. And I'm going to come back and get into the Moscow bombings. This great woman who stood up against the government child kidnapping rings, clearly murdered with her husband, state senator from Georgia. The CNN piece. And a lot more. Stay with us.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I know in my gut that they murdered former state senator Nancy Schaefer. She was shot in the back, her husband in the chest. That's not how people murder, suicide. The media lied and said, oh, it was a suicide pact. Her husband had cancer. Her daughter said that's not true. And she was really investigating and working on CPS, getting bounties for certain children. They literally go out grocery shopping for your children. This is, I'm just, I don't, I just can't stand all these sickening, disgusting people that, and all these hitmen and all these murderers and all these people that, that get off on what they do and just and the government controllers that blew up the World Trade Centers in front of everybody. And I've got this Reuters article where they admit the U.S. is protecting the poppy fields and doesn't want to destroy them. That's Reuters. Again, 6 months ago or so, I heard BBC admit what I already knew. I was driving down the road listening to BBC on XM, and they were just announcing that, oh, well, they don't eradicate the poppies because then the farmers would turn to the Taliban. It was the Taliban that was destroying it. One group of the Taliban, the more modern Taliban, the non-CIA Taliban. I mean, they openly grow the opium, and we and opium's illegal in the U.S. because they want to keep the price up. I mean, this is all elementary. And they're making close to $500 million globally off heroin every year. It's $500 billion heroin cocaine in the U.S. alone. And they ship the stuff in, and they make it look cool. The media pushes it like it's cool, and while at the same time attacking it to make it look like it's the radical thing to do. So you'll use it. I mean, it's just a joke. It's all a sick joke. The government openly, I'm going to cover that story later. I mean, look at this. Indictment, militia members sought to levy war against U.S. in three states, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio, four states now, that they were going to, quote, levy war. And you can't believe a word of what the government says because they've been caught so many times that the leader, it will end up, in every case we've seen, is a government agent, and then challenge people. You're not a Christian. You're not a man unless you do this. And it's got the quotes in here where they reportedly in the affidavit said that their goal was to go out and kill a cop at a traffic stop, and then when more cops came, ambush them. What did I say a year ago and then every week since then? I said they're going, when Myack Report came out, when we got the Myack Report, I said they're going to stage attacks on police on the roadways. It's a perfect way to cover it up, perfect way to stage it, to then demonize any pro-Second Amendment or anti-New World Order groups. They're going to kill cops. I mean, it's elementary. Because I can go into the mindset of the enemy. I've studied him so much. And I, you know, that's the worst part about this, is that I have to constantly focus on these people. And when you stare into the abyss, they say, watch out, you may become the abyss. When you dance with the devil doesn't change, it changes you. It hasn't changed who I am at my core, but I have to think like these people. I have to know what the... I mean, it's horrible. I'm in the mind of these people constantly. And I couldn't do it without God's help. God, help me. Just help me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.